Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The reactions of world leaders to the death of Fidel Castro include sorrow and sometimes criticism for the former Cuban leader. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's praise for the revolutionary and dictator, calling him a dedication and love for the Cuban people, was swiftly rebuked by some Canadians and U.S. politicians. Meantime, in the U.S., President Obama reached out to the Cuban people following the death of Fidel Castro to offer his condolences and let them know that he will continue his effort to normalize relations with the country. Still lots of reactions to his passing.
The people are celebrating because they see Fidel Castro as a symbol of everything bad that happened to them in Cuba.
Fidel Castro was a very good friend of our former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, and we're very, very sorry to hear of his passing. No, I hope that we can get to Plaza de Revolucion for a viewing, and my sympathies to the Cuban people.
Castro's death comes just a couple of years into the thawing of U.S. relations with the Communist Island nation after a freeze of more than 50 years.
Brian Fonseca of Florida International University spoke with VOA via Skype.
That said, I don't think that his death itself is going to have profound changes in terms of the political evolution in Cuba.
Critics believe there should have been promises from Cuba to improve its human rights record before any changes in U.S. policy were made. President-elect Donald Trump promised during his campaign that he would reverse Obama's executive orders regarding Cuba unless the Castro regime meets U.S. demands.
Those demands will include religious and political freedom for the Cuban people.
That's VOA's Amy Katz reporting.